From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For a number of weeks, Dr. Cairns has been bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God expressed in many different ways. In the course of this series, Dr. Cairns has been focusing on verses 9 through 16, expounding the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Today, he begins the final message in the series. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled A Completed Sacrifice. The text is Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. If by that laying on of his hand the bullock became the offerer's sacrifice, how much more shall Jesus become ours by the laying on of the hand of faith? My faith doth lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand, and there confess my sin. If a bullock could be accepted for him to make atonement for him, how much more shall the Lord Jesus be our full and all-sufficient propitiation? Some quarrel with the great truth of substitution. But as for us, it is our hope, our joy, our boast, our all. Jesus is accepted for us to make atonement for us, and we are accepted in the Beloved. Let the reader take care at once to lay his hand on the Lord's completed sacrifice, that by accepting it, he may obtain the benefit of it. If he has done so once, let him do it again. If he has never done so, let him put out his hand without a moment's delay. Jesus is yours now if you will have him. Lean on him. Lean hard on him. And he is yours beyond all question. You are reconciled to God. Your sins are blotted out. And you are the Lord's.
Such a worm as I.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, a humble attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union of God's people in extraordinary prayer for the revival of religion and advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. Today, Dr. Cairns begins the eighth and final message in a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The entire series has taken as its text Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The text for this message is verse 16, where the psalmist said, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Throughout this series, the common thread has been the word of God. Verse 9 set forth the cleansing power of the Scriptures. In verse 10, we learned the importance of a vital prayer life. Verse 11 taught us that hiding God's word in our hearts is a sure remedy against Satan's devices. Verse 12 emphasized the necessity of a teachable and a worshiping spirit, while verse 13 underscored the need for sound speech that cannot be condemned. The theme of verse 14 was living in the joy of biblical holiness, and verse 15 showed the importance of the believer's thought life being guided by God's word. In this final installment of the series, Dr. Cairns sums it all up in a message entitled, Staying the Course, Remaining True to God and to His Word. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
We come this morning to verse 16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. This will be the last in the brief series of messages on this section, Beth, of Psalm 119. The message is on the general theme, living clean in an unclean world. We commenced with verse 9, wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way, by emphasizing that living clean in an unclean world depends on having a lifestyle controlled by the Word of God. Then we went verse by verse through this section, showing in verse 10 the importance of a vital prayer life to living clean in the midst of this unclean world. In verse 11, we discovered a sure remedy for Satan's devices. In verse 12, we looked at the sanctifying power of a worshiping and a teachable spirit. In verse 13, we thought of sound speech, the role of the mouth in living clean in an unclean world. In verse 14, we dealt with the joy of biblical holiness, living in the joy of biblical holiness. And then in verse 15, we thought of the thought life. I will meditate in thy precepts. The thought life, a very vital part of what it is to live clean in the midst of this unclean world. Now we come to verse 16. The theme here is staying the course, remaining true to God and to God's word. The point here of this verse is simply this, that the key to living clean in an unclean world is a habitual and happy commitment to the Word of God. A habitual and happy commitment to the Word of God. The psalmist says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now, as I pondered that text, I almost overlooked the most fundamental and obvious thing in it. Very often, of course, that's the way. We're that busy looking for something under the surface that we forget what's right there on the surface. And yet this is fundamental to everything else in the text. And it's this, that there is much in Scripture to delight the heart of a Christian. There is much in Scripture to delight the heart of a Christian. So when the psalmist says, I will delight myself in thy statutes, he really is giving voice to the testimony that belongs to every one who knows and loves the Lord. You remember back in Psalm 19, speaking of the judgments of the Lord, David said, more to be desired are they than gold, more precious than all the riches of the world are the words that come from the mouth of God to the heart of his people. The prophet Jeremiah said in chapter 15 and verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. You remember when Ezekiel was being launched out on his prophetic ministry, the Lord showed him the roll of his word, and he said, eat it. There's a message there for every would-be preacher. A preacher is not just a mouth to regurgitate what he has learned from some textbook. Any man who's ever to occupy the pulpit with any sense of blessing or any level of the power of God to minister to the souls of men will have to eat God's word. It has to enter into his very heart and system. It has to be the nurture, the food, the strength of his own soul. What happens to too many preachers is that the Bible simply becomes a book of texts for other people. The Bible becomes simply a book that somehow or other he's got to get something from to talk to the people about, whereas first and foremost, it ought to be his daily bread. He must, like Ezekiel, eat the roll. It must enter into his own soul. At times it will be sweet to his taste, but very often it will become bitter in his soul as he has to deal with subjects that expose sin and preach the wrath of God and bring men to repentance. Not an easy task at all. And very often, as in the case of Ezekiel, there's a bitterness that comes with the sweet word. But even the hard words, the severe words, are to be sweet to his own taste. Of course, this is not true just of the preacher. It must be true of the people. Every Christian should aspire to the testimony of Job. In chapter 23 and verse 12, he says, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I esteem the word of God above my necessary food or above my daily portion. This, says Job, is the most important thing in my life. To know the word of God, to hear the words of his lips, to esteem them. So when we turn to this text, we find that the psalmist is expressing something that is to be true of all of God's people. You see, the thing about the Scripture is this. This Bible is the personal message of him whom we as Christians love best. Now let me make the point that again is so obvious you may overlook it. Christians are not simply those who profess to be Christians. Matthew 7 will tell you there will be many people on the day of judgment who will have the profession of Christianity. Some of them will have had great experiences to go with their profession. Just think of the experiences that the Lord Jesus highlights in Matthew 7. People are going to come and say, Lord, Lord, we're Orthodox. We believe in the Lordship of Christ. We affirm an orthodox creed. Lord, we have preached in your name. Possibly even been ordained to the Christian ministry. We have preached in your name. In your name, we have cast out devils. In your name, we have done miracles. Here are people and they have a profession of Christianity and they have some outstanding experiences to go along with the profession, and yet Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. It's not everybody who professes to be saved is saved. Salvation is not proved by doing miracles. But I want to tell you there are certain things that are always a divine and definite and incontrovertible proof of genuine saving grace. One is faith in the merits of Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And you'll notice that's what was missing in the pretensions and professions of the people I have been referring to. It's all I and what I have done. Lord, accept me, for I have preached for you. I have done this. I have done the other thing. And man, if you go out to God depending on what you have done for God, you're depending on a broken reed. I want to go out to meet God depending only on what Christ has done for me. I want to go out to meet God with no plea but the merit of Christ. No plea but the precious shed blood of the Lamb. No foundation but the righteousness of God's dear Son, wrought out by his obedience and imputed to me by grace alone to be received by faith alone. I'll tell you something else about every person who's saved. He loves the Lord. That is not an option for a Christian. That's an inevitability. It's impossible to belong to Christ without loving him. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, if any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Let him be under the curse of God. To be under the curse is to be unredeemed. For when you're redeemed, the very first thing you're redeemed is from the curse. Galatians 3:13. If any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. The mark of a Christian is his faith is in Christ alone and his love is directed toward Christ. Oh, he will find fault with his own love. He will wish that he loved him more, but the basic reality is that his heart is fixed. He says with the psalmist, my heart is fixed. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I love the Lord because he hath first loved me. This is the testimony of a Christian. Every Christian loves the Lord. And the Bible is the personal message of the one whom we love best. We say with the psalmist, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. With Asaph, the most depressed of the psalmists. But even with Asaph, we say, whom have I in heaven but thee? There's none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. This is the Lord, my portion. And this is the one who has given us his word.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.